This is the Ripple Effect with your girl K-Dot, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Your girl K-Dot back in the building. You already know the vibes. Yeah, so there's not too much going on today, but I thought I would check in with you guys, see how you're doing, see how your weekend's going. I know it's still going. I don't want to rush it for you guys who got to be back to work Monday morning, back to school, whatever your grind is. I don't want to rush it for you. But, you know, I've been really into these books, and it's been so much going on in the NBA and NFL. You know, I don't want to give you guys like 3-4 hours or even 8-hour episodes. So I had to kind of divvy it up and just report to you, you know, like the breaking news things and the big trades and everything that's been going on. NBA still heating up, and that's cool. NFL offseason, as ever. It's crazy. Like, I can't even speak. Like, it's just too much going on. But as you know, I've been into the book game heavy. Just want to let you know, I'm on Carmelo Anthony's book right now, and his book is so insightful, guys. It's titled Where Tomorrows Aren't Promised. It's a memoir of a survival and hope, and I'm not done with it just yet. I'm about halfway through, because I had to read, you know, Scottie Pittman's book, and I was also, you know, into some, you know, James Baldwin things. So I've been very busy, but here's what I will tell you about Carmelo Anthony without spoiling too much, but just to give you a few, you know, snippets from his book. He not only goes into detail about his life, how he grew up, the family dynamics, and how it impacted his life. He goes into detail about educating us, if you didn't already know, how projects were formed in the inner cities. And if you don't know what projects are, I encourage you to Google it. But he actually goes as far as who built those projects and what they had in mind. And this goes all the way back, everything from the New Deal to what was entailed in that New Deal, because a lot of people don't know the specifics, especially if you weren't the one that was kind of like, I guess you could say, like the outcast, you know, from it, or the ones who did not benefit. As you know, there's a lot of things that Black Americans did not benefit from, and that was including that New Deal, especially those who went off to war, because there was a lot of things that were promised. If you went off to war and you came back, college would be for free. That GI Bill, that what was included in that is that you'd be able to start up your home, you know, for your family and things of that nature. And Black Americans were denied all those things, you know, so you should definitely give it a good read. And you can even fact check it for yourself if you're not really into that history all that much, and you're kind of like, where is he getting all this information? This is facts, guys. You know, I mean, from what I've read from Carmelo Anthony's book, some things I already knew, but some things he actually went into detail about it, and I actually had to, you know, read into it myself, you know, going, because whenever I read books and I hear things, you know, read things rather, I always want to double check and see, like, okay, because, you know, with books, they're trying to sell books. Let's face it, right? You want to reach as many people as you can, but here's the thing with that. It can be particularly dangerous if you're misleading people, or if you're not giving facts, right? If it's strictly based off of opinion, or if it's embellished to the point where it's like, excuse me, the truth is so stretched where we can't even call it truth. But Carmelo Anthony did a really good job in sticking to the facts. I believe he worked with D. Watkins with this, and I must say, so far, phenomenal job. Going from how he grew up, where he started, where he moved on to, you know, all the different things, all the, you know, trials and tribulations he had to grow up, not only seeing, but dealing with, and especially watching his siblings go through what they went through. Like I said, I don't want to spoil it too much, but it definitely gives you a lot of insight on what he was, you know, pretty much like forced to see and to grow up and to realize life at such an early age. And when I mean life, I mean the struggle part of life, you know, the adult part that a lot of us complain about if you have to deal with these sort of things. So he was definitely immersed in that a lot earlier than a lot of us are. And it makes you, it, you have to understand, like, these things, childhood, you know, it's your foundation, right? So if there's a crack in your foundation, or if there are things that kind of sped up your childhood where you weren't able to naturally grow and develop throughout that, you know, throughout that time, it can skew a lot of things for you, you know? It could make you think things that are okay, and maybe they're really not okay, you know? And that's not necessarily to, you know, excuse behaviors, absolutely not, because at the end of the day, we all have to pay for our mistakes, right? But it does give you some insight on why those mistakes were made, you know, because nobody's perfect at the end of the day. And it is important that we do learn from our mistakes, and how you learn from it is by looking ultimately as our, you know, at our foundation, like our true, like, core beliefs, and what that means for us, and what does that mean going forward, you know, or how has it let you down? You know, maybe you used to think one thing and then became an adult and started experiencing what you've experienced and realized, wow, like, that's not entirely correct, or that's not the way I want to be remembered, or, you know, that's not something I want to pass down to my children. You know, I don't want my legacy to be, you know, entangled with that, for whatever, and it could be whatever. But it was just an interesting read, and just to, you know, see how he's growing up, and obviously he's growing up through the media, you know. Him and I are like the same age, and he's definitely, you know, had a very difficult path, but yet he still made it to the pinnacle of, you know, of his career, right? He's a future Hall of Famer, one of the best shooters the game has ever seen, you know, took Syracuse all the way to a championship. He's had a nice career, you know. No championship to speak of just yet. I know this year with the Lakers, they were hoping that was going to happen, but this year doesn't look like that. But you don't know what the future may hold and what else is in store. But I was really proud of Carmelo Anthony just as a person, you know, only because you only really get to see the media side of these guys, and that's unfortunate, because that's really not who they are. It's just really not, and it's not fair to think that is who they are either, really, because a lot of what they do is entertainment. That's how they get paid. They get paid to entertain, you know, so I can see how the lines can get blurry at times, and you start living as, you know, Melo, instead of realizing that Carmelo Anthony, the person, still makes mistakes, still needs to learn and grow like everybody else, you know, no matter how much money you get paid, no matter, you know, if you play for, you know, polarizing teams like he did when he was with the Knicks, and the team that he helped build when he was with the Denver Nuggets, and now he's with the Lakers and the spotlight, you know, that team has been on. But it's like I said, it's definitely a gift and a curse, right? A lot of guys said that they wish they could just play ball, but at the same time, that comes with not the lifestyle that you live. So, you know, all these investments and different things and buying teams that these guys are doing, you know, would you be able to do that, you know, if this money wasn't there and coming at you the way it is? So, like I said, I was fortunate, you know, to really learn a lot, you know, through his experiences and the way he tells it, you know, kind of get his side of the story, so to speak. And I'm interested to see what other things he has to say, whether it's just through the history and the evolution of years passing by from, you know, from the 80s all the way to, you know, the current times. It's interesting because, as you all know, he has a son that plays ball as well. And it's also important, I'm sure, to him to not let his son fall through the same pitfalls that he did. And I'm sure he won't, because he, you know, he grew up differently, naturally, right? Because his son is not what he was when he was that age, right? He's the son of someone who's a millionaire. So that's a different type of lifestyle, you know, different type of upbringing, you know, went to a different, you know, schools, very, you know, enriched schools that had a ton of resources. I know he went to one of the top schools in New York when he was playing with the Knicks. So, you know, the resources is definitely different exposure. But He also mentioned something in his book that was also key, just about how life will throw you all these different curveballs, and it's pretty much not about what really comes at you. It's how you handle it once it comes to you. You know, and I know a lot of people are like, yeah, we get it, you know, control what you can control. But no, like, it's not really just hearing that when you don't have to, deal with it at the moment. It's when those tough times come, when you're really tested and you really have to sit there and say, like, either you're having a bad day or what's going on right now, the situation that you're in is definitely out of your control, but it's definitely making you feel some type of emotion that you want to act on, because as human beings, it's just normal. But at the same time, we also have to say to ourselves, how can we either grow from this? Like, not just move on, but grow from it. Because there is going to be a healing process to this, especially if it was somewhat, you know, of a traumatic situation or something that's forcing you to want to have all this emotion about it. So for sure, you're going to have to figure out a way to not just move past it, but to heal and eventually grow from it, and how you can, and how that you can use that to make you stronger for the next thing that comes up. Because let's face it, like, life is like that. There's not just going to be that one thing. It's ever going. And I promise you, even in my own experiences, what you do realize is how you deal with things. It's not necessarily, you know, what's coming at you and how this is not fair and all these different things. Because a lot of people are dealing with a lot of different things, and it may not be the same thing. So it's not really cool to, like, trivialize people, like, oh, I've been through worse. Like, maybe that's not true to them. Like, it's definitely subjective. You know, it depends. It's relative in that sense, where something that you may not find to be, you know, that harsh, maybe because you've been through so much, but someone who hasn't been through a lot that you've been through, you know, that's a tough time for them. You know, or if it's things that they never realized about themselves, and now they have to do the deeper dive and do all that work to try to get past it, you know. But I don't know. But one thing I know is people need to be kinder. There's a lot going on in the world right now. And I'm not going to get into any specifics, because it's a lot. It's a lot. Mainly because people need to know their history. And why you need to know your history when it's history, because the past affects the future. I used to hear that a lot growing up. And as a kid, you really don't understand it. You kind of understand it in the sense of, oh, if I go do this in the future, I'm going to get punished. Like, you kind of understand it in that sense, right? But no, it's deeper than that. Like, once you become an adult and you understand the real consequences of your actions, because the consequences get a lot harsher, right? And then there's things that can happen that you can't necessarily take back. You know, I feel like when you're a kid and, you know, you're doing kid things, of course, and it's like things like that, you're forgiven eventually, you go on punishment, whatever. Then it's like, that's just in the past and it doesn't really affect you moving forward. But as an adult, things do affect you moving forward, you know, and whether we're talking about countries or whether we're talking about, you know, city, states, it all matters. What you do in the past, it will affect you in the future. And a lot of things that we're seeing, and everybody has an opinion on it, and that's fine. That's what we kind of do as a society. Everybody has an opinion about something. But you know me, I'm a realist. And it's like, one thing I can tell you is to pick and choose when it's okay to go to war for some people and not to go to war for others. It's like you stumble into dangerous territory. Now, you can have whatever opinion you want. I choose to not have an opinion. I personally don't like what's going on. But at the same time, I'm also of the belief that I don't like it when it happens to anybody. Let's just say that I don't like it when it happens to, you know, any country. you know, I'm not going to pick and choose and say just because of whatever the media puts out there that I'm going to back this one but not that one. I just have to tell you, like, as an American, say what you want, but we are not by any stretch of the imagination above anyone else. Now, do we have a lot of upside, a lot of great things that we have done that maybe other countries are still working on to get, or whatever you want to call it? Yeah, you can say that in different aspects. Yeah, sure. But at the same time, there's so much work to do here. And I do not feel like that is stressed enough. We're still in an effort to form a more perfect union. And mainly because some people are still stuck. Because they don't understand that the Constitution is a living document. That means it's never going to be, okay, we're good. The laws we have, the people we've already, you know, helped, and countries and different things like that, and what we were able to accomplish, like, we're done, we're good. No, we're not. There's so much work to be done. And to think that we're so above anything else just because of what's going on in other places is irresponsible. It's just as simple as my mom used to tell me this all the time. I would always ready to go outside, go play basketball, you know, have fun with your friends, do things like that. But take care of your house first before you go anywhere else, before you can even think about going outside, right? Make sure there's no dishes in the sink. Make sure your room is clean, bed's made. The details. Your house. Right? Because then you're going to go over someone's house, right? Play, whatever. And then you got to go clean. You got to help clean up. You know how that is, right? Every time you go over someone else's house when you're a kid, right? You got to help clean up and all that. So what do you look like helping somebody else clean up their house? Don't get me wrong. Like, I know where this is going. Some people are going to be like, well, you helped make the mess. Listen, you're probably going to be doing a little bit more than you did. Let's just face it. But the point is, it's not a good look to be trying to clean up somebody else's house when you haven't even gotten your stuff straight here. Now, some people probably are of the mindset that we're good here. We're so good that we can even tell people how to live their lives. I find that crazy. It's one thing if somebody, you know, if a country asked for help, you know, but to sit up there and act like we have it all figured out. I mean, come on. Like, we're still arguing about what democracy really looks like. We argue about our very fundamentals that once brought us all together here, you know, for many different reasons, obviously, depending on what demographic you're coming from. But reading these books, understanding our history definitely gives you a lot of insight to our shortcomings here and how we're not done. We can celebrate all the, you know, the many milestones that we've hit and what we've had to fight for, and literally fight for, because a lot of things have to come through protests, and we're not done. And no matter what side you sit on, We haven't even gotten our election straight. It's arguably, or people would argue, if we ever had it right in the first place. And they're not wrong in that regard. I just wish people would exercise patience. Listen. And one thing you should know about the word listen, it has the same letters as the word silent. Meaning I think we do too much talking over each other and nobody is silent. Nobody listens. I was always of the mindset that you have to follow in order to lead. Because there's always a leader that came before you. There's always somebody that knows the tricks of the trade. There's always someone that had the experience, the knowledge, the know-how. You have to learn all that. And then through that, you gain your own experiences. You make your own mistakes, right? You learn from it. You have some success. But I don't know. It's just something for you guys to think about. I hope this actually does give you something to think about. And this is in no way to trivialize anything else that's going on around the world, because honestly, I feel for them. But just understand that I also feel for the other countries that we were involved in, where it was depicted as the same thing. It's just the optics, right? Or it just depends on what history book you're reading and who was the author of it. I just feel in order to truly change and truly become the country we were always meant to be, it's going to come from a lot of listening and a lot of growing. And with that, hopefully, will come some learning, actually changing our behavior to demonstrate that we have learned. But that's my time, guys. Just something for you to think about. Losses equals life lessons. Peace.
This is The Ripple Effect with your girl, K-Doc, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.